Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here at the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Some of you old guard, old timer. I shouldn't call you old timers, huh? That's not quite the right word to use anymore. Anyway, some of you old timers know, I used to call it, what was it? Technology Mondays. Oh, crazy technology. It seemed like every Monday show, not Monday, by the way, every show that we did on a Monday always had technical difficulties. And this is why technology is just, it's just so crazy, because you never know how it's going to, you expect it to start up. I know, I'm starting off the show explaining something. You expect it to start up every time. It's like you get in a car, right? How many of you expect to turn the key in your car and have it not start? So I'm sitting here just minding my own business. I've got screens in front of me, as some of you know, during the show, because you're doing stories or what have you. And I've gotten so comfortable with everything working the first time, I never really think about checking anything. And if some of you have done it work, right? I hit the button and bang, everything's gone. Every screen goes dead, goes black. And God bless technology. Don't you think? All right, you're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're texting and tweeting, getting involved in the conversations. I know many of you, hop up in the chat room, JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. And, you know, there's smarter people than I in that room. At least I believe so. Anyway, head over to MyPillow.com. I got to get this stuff out of the way. Bear with me. MyPillow.com. Sonya Schmidt will join us in a minute. Relax. I haven't thrown her out, I promise. Mike Lindell has made it a little easier for some of us to make some money online. Great product, right? Pillows, pillowcases, sheets, comforters. What do they call? Mattress covers. He's got men's slippers. Well, men's and women's, but I like the men's slippers. I mean, I beat those things up. And they lasted so long until I went out in the rain. Apparently, you can't wear them in the rain. Anyway, went out, had them for a long time, and they were great. They were comfortable. Really enjoyed them. They got doggy beds for some of you who want Fido or Fido, whatever it is, to enjoy themselves, have a nice, cushy, comfy bed to sleep on. And all of it, now when you get there, some of you say, wow, it looks expensive. Let me tell you what, secret between you and me, okay? Don't let it get out. If you use promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70% off. So you get some nice gifts or stuff that you want to use, you want to be part of, made here in this country by people who are, working hard, trying to, just like you, trying to pay their mortgages. And remember this, you know, the support services around those plants, around those warehouses, electricians, plumbers, carpenters, families like yours that are also trying to pay their bills, make ends meet. And a beautiful thing about it, again, I know I'm going long because I think sometimes we don't really think, we don't really work through in our heads the kind of impact we have both, I don't know, economically, right, emotionally, whatever it is. So take the time, check out the product, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. They ain't only just pillows there. And then when you check out, use promo code Joe. And I'm telling you, you'll save a boatload of money. You get a great product, easy, and I mean easy, to return. And Mike wants to make sure that you're totally happy with. Come on, I'll get it. I'll get it working, I promise. Anyway, always a pleasure. All right, let's just hit some of the stuff. I'm already there anyhow. Joe Biden's America. Well, the inflation is hotter than expected. Really, consumer prices have skyrocketed. All right, year over year, inflation ticks up. But we were just told it was ticking down, weren't we? On the way down, wasn't it? Now, inflation rose again in February thanks to Joe Biden's tax and spend policies. Consumer prices rose 0.4%. Now, look, if you're going to be honest with yourself, and many of you, you just don't want to look at it, you don't want to talk about it, but you got to eventually go to the supermarket. I mean, and you live in a state here in California, if you're listening. You live in a state where you've got a governor that loves taxes. You've got a legislature that loves taxes. And you can, and again, there's no stopping them unless you vote them out. Remember Reagan saying that the problem was the government. You can see it happening now, like right in your face. Airline fares posted a 3.6% increase. Apparel prices rose almost a full percent. Used vehicles were up 0.5%. Medical care services are up. Where's the decrease? Year over year increase, right? I mean, you're looking at this. For CPI, was 1%. So CNBC, definitely not a right-wing organization, said that inflation rose again in February, keeping the Federal Reserve on course to wait at least until the summer before starting to lower interest rates. It's going to get worse. If they don't make some changes, if they don't stop spending money, it's going to get worse. We'll talk more about this with, guess who? Sonia Schmidt, when we return.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. I don't want you to be part of the problem. That's what it boils down to. Right? And I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, listening, sending messages afterward. It's all good. I do appreciate it very much. You know, we're watching what's happening in the news on a daily basis, on a minute-by-minute basis. You saw what happened today. You know, Fani got off the hook. I'll talk with Sonia about that in a second. And every
verdict, everything that you see, every ruling you see come from these judges, before you go, oh, we got him, think about the other side of the aisle, how much they've gotten away with being charged with the same exact thing, having the same exact things happen to them. We've had people that are you know, work for Trump, work with Trump, support Trump, that are being put in jail for contempt of court or contempt of Congress, ignoring a subpoena, when in the same thing happened to the Dems. Eric Holder being the biggest one. Totally ignored Congress, told him to go pound sand, and he walked around free doing nothing. Where is the standard there that holds everybody the same? Remember, the country was founded on the fact that the rule of law applies to everybody. Didn't matter how much money you had, didn't have. And look what happened. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Sony Schmidt, my co-host on Fridays, joins us to tell me how wrong I am. Anyway.
I never tell you how wrong you are.
Yeah.
I think the listeners can do that.
Oh.
No, I don't think you're wrong. I just don't think that we as a country are handling this correctly. We're licking our wounds and going, this ain't fair, but and then what?
Forget the licking the wounds. We need to go fight.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What is the fight? I don't think anybody knows what the fight is. I am not surprised, but totally disheartened at what that Judge McAfee did today to save his own hide. And it means absolutely nothing. I thought this in and of itself would be a huge uprising. This Bonnie Willis has gotten away with, you know, I think people were concentrating so much on the salaciousness of this story, the love scandal, the money, the all that. I don't think I never thought that was the important part. What's important to me is that she had already prejudged the outcome of Trump's case long before it was ever tried. That alone, I ain't no lawyer, but that alone should disqualify you from being able to handle the case.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying I could be wrong. But she said a couple of things about J6ers and about Trump that should have gone, uh-oh, time out. You don't even get to adjudicate this because you have already chosen a side. You're supposed to be impartial. Yeah, she's a lot of reasons to hate her, you know? But I also think there's a lot of parts about her that in our culture of everything goes having affairs and, you know, our own president is questionable about money transitions with countries who hate us.
Yeah.
So we're willing to let that slide. I didn't think we were going to let
But people aren't paying attention, Sonia. You mean President?
I think they are, because I know people who are paying attention. But what they're paying attention to is the sex and the sex part of it. And to them, and I understand that, that's not a big deal in this culture of anything goes sexually.
No, so I was more talking about, you know, the money side. You know what. What we're giving, who we're sending money, what we're sending money to.
Oh,
you know,
oh,
we just gave another $10 billion to Iran, released their money to them because, you know, they're playing so nice in the sandbox. We wanted to help them out here. And they'll take that money, and every country on that side of the planet knows that they're the biggest supporter of terrorism there is on the planet. So here we got, we sent them another $10 billion. Where do you think some of that money's going to go? It's going to go right over to Hamas.
We know, and we understand, and we follow that. But I think if you're listening to mainstream media, you're not getting any of that information. Where you're getting is the fun stuff about Fani and Nathan Wade. So what? He gets kicked off. So what? Big deal. She's still going to be the gorilla grip as long as he's willing to get gripped by the gorilla.
Well,
and I don't say that.
Thank God you're saying it, because, you know, if I said it, what would happen? Right.
Anyway, yeah.
You can't. But he said it. I didn't say it. I didn't coin that phrase. And in fact, if somebody referred to me as that, it would be done. It would be so done. Her man did that. Her married man did that. Yes, it's all ugly. It's all ugly.
Wow.
But the ugliest thing and the most wrong thing is that she shouldn't be over this case. She shouldn't be presiding over this trial because she's not impartial.
Oh, no, not by any stretch. And they have audio clip of her over and over and over again, already pronouncing him guilty before they even get to the courtroom.
Before it ever jumped out the box. And then when she said at the church about calling people who were fighting against her, the other lawyers, calling them racist, and that's just so... And I have to say, as a black woman, it just disheartens me because I want her to rise above and be, you know, we always, and many times we are, have to be better at something than other people. And she's just not proving that out. She's like, you can go low and still be cherished.
She doesn't, you know, she's the thing sometimes, or the type of person you and I won't say we joke about, but we make remarks on. She's just always mad. She's one of those people that just seems always
mad. But she can't say angry black woman, but she does have an attitude, I will tell you. But she thinks it's, you know what, I bet you $1 million, and I believe in this sort of thing, but I bet she believes she's having righteous indignation. Or otherwise she wouldn't go to a church and go, I'm being crucified by Whitey, basically.
Yeah.
And I want her to be stronger than that. I want anybody who's risen to that level, and to be honest, I'm impressed with her credentials, with her father's credentials, even though I get it that some people go, oh, he's a Black Panther. Okay, but there's a lot of other things that he did, especially during that time. I'm going, you know what, he did do a certain amount of things that were difficult to do at that time.
Hey, but you got to pause. We got to go for a break. I know you get rolling just about the time we come to commercial.
So over you.
Here we go. Glad you take your notes. We'll talk about it again. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Prosecutor Nathan Wade has announced that he will resign from the Donald Trump election interference case in Georgia. Wade cited his commitment to democracy and the urgency to expedite the case's progress as reasons for his decision. A judge in Georgia had ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis could continue to oversee the case if Wade was removed. Senator Bernie Sanders is proposing a bill to implement a four-day work week in the U.S. If enacted, the legislation would gradually reduce the threshold for overtime pay from 40 hours to 32 over 4 years. The 32-hour work week act aims to safeguard employee wages and benefits to prevent any loss in pay. Chicago tops the list as the best destination in the U.S. to celebrate St. Patrick's Day this Sunday. That's per tripping.com. Boston and Philadelphia follow closely in second and third place. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. Let me just bring back on my co-host on Fridays. Always enjoy her time with me. Sonia Schmidt. You know, I always joke. I've had one person. Why do you call her Sonja? Don't you know how to?
Oh my gosh!
And they weren't really bad. I was talking with them. They weren't. They're like, did she get upset when you call her Sonja? I said, I don't think so. Did she see her hit me yet? I think it's
right.
Okay.
I'll let you know if I can.
Yes, I know you will.
Will so, you get upset if I my allergies are going nuts? If I sneeze into the camera, will you be happy? Will you?
Your camera? What do I care? Then you got to look at that microphone and all the little green stuff hanging off it afterwards.
No, I don't want it to go in the camera, and then there's like gooey stuff all over the place.
You know. We were talking about how much integrity some of those people on the left have, and. But it's the people in power that really scare me to no end, because they treat their positions like they're dictatorships. You know, they treat their positions like one of that they can do what they want, how they want, where they want, when they want, and don't you dare question them. When Fonnie walked into the courtroom for the first time, she was dripping with contempt, wasn't she?
It was kind of fun. I have to admit. Girlfriend with a too tight pink outfit on with pearls that was fit to be tied was very,
I'm not saying
very,
any of that. You go for it.
Very amusing. Unfortunately, she didn't make things better for herself. In fact, she made them worse. And again, as a black woman who's achieved what she has achieved, and she's in the position that she is in, I would hope that she would rise to the occasion, not lower it. And she's, you know, I don't know if you heard any of Candace Owens' commentary on Fonnie Willis's, exposure, her performance. It's very ghetto. It's like, isn't that what we're trying to fight against? It's not people thinking that we're lower. Is that we are deserving of what we've acquired. And I think Fonnie had her moment to do that, and she didn't, unfortunately. And as a black woman, I'm really disappointed in her. Unfortunately, there are a lot of black people who will look at her and think that she's been victimized, like in the church. And I have a very good friend who's a comic, and he put out a song recently about Bonnie.
Oh.
It's hilarious. But he, you know, his song is about, she got some on the side, basically. So, that's what it's narrowed down
to. My ears. You know, it's funny you should say, when you were talking about her, I was thinking about, you know, different ethnicities and groups, and, you know, when you talk about that, the attitude she has, she kind of looking like some people perceive someone like that, and I was thinking about the Italian community, right? Well, yeah, there's an expectation of a younger black guy a younger Italian guy, right, that weird T-shirt on and, a gold pinky ring or whatever and gold chains and all, and an attitude of some kind. It's almost like a perception. That's how you have to be, right? And they get behind you. They make a connection with you on that. And I always thought that was ridiculous.
Right. Well, here's the thing is that for years now, black women can adopt the role of being victimized. So when she comes in angry, we think she's justified because she's been victimized. So it works. It works. Angry black woman, Michelle Obama, it works for her. You know? I need to get angrier.
Yes, you do.
I do. I'm too passive. I'm too likable.
You do some, like, Nerf balls and stuff, and you can throw them at the camera.
Yeah.
Throw them at your co-host.
Patakas, is that what we used to call them? No, I'm likable, and that's my fault. I'm sorry.
No, you're not unlikable. Stop it. You know, I was thinking of all the, and again, all the things that they're throwing at Trump. I mean, I started to say that. I started going down that road, and it irritates me to no end. You see it. They're doing a lot of what they're doing right in your face. And they're calling everything crazy. It's a right-wing, you know, story or whatever, conspiracy. You know, you and I have been doing this for a little time. I don't want to give away my age. You know, I'm still pretty young-looking.
You are, Joe.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I don't look a day over 60. Got it. So, you know, he said he was wiretapped. We agreed with him. Guess what we found out? He was wiretapped, right? We said he was spied on. And lo and behold, we found out he was spied on. The Russian dossier, we said that was a fake. It was a phony. There was no, you know, and we found out it was a fake and a phony, right? Impeached twice, acquitted twice. Banned from all social media. He had his place raided. I mean, think about it. And I just look at this stuff and I say, you couldn't throw more at somebody. And the more they lose, the madder they get. Right? It's just amazing to me. And yet, even when we tell them what's happening at the border, even when we tell them what's going on, they're like, no, you guys are just right-wing extremists. Not going to stop until we get rid of them.
Well, I think that that's why Trump is endearing all sorts of people that the left didn't count on, including black men and Latinos. They're starting to see the injustices because it's so blatant.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I can't imagine. You couldn't jump into my history for 2 inches without finding some crap. This man has come up pretty clean on a lot of stuff. And I believe he's going to continue to do so. This is the most interesting story in a free world, in a real world, and I come from Hollywood, and I love stories. This is the coolest story ever, and I'm really glad that I was able to witness it. And I'm really glad that I'm a Trumpster, and I wasn't always proud to say that when he first came out on the scene.
But you weren't always a Trumpster either, right?
That's what I'm saying. When he came on the scene, I didn't like him at all. And I kept saying, not this guy. And I have a mutual friend of ours, Joe Dan Gorman, who understood the type of man. Joe Dan's very manly. Mm-hmm. And he understood and comes from the business world. And he explained to me who Trump was. And I'm like, I don't care. He's immature. He's stupid. He's making faces in the camera. He's going to be president. Not this guy. And then one day, I'm watching him during the debates. He had probably knocked out about four of the Republican hopefuls. And I'm watching him, and I find myself starting to laugh, just genuinely enjoying myself. watching this man, and I'm like, he needs to have a martini and a cigarette in his. He's like the Rat Pack. He's so much fun. And I was like, well, what's the worst that could be, happen? He's so amusing. And from then on in, I started opening my ears and listening to him, and I have a whole different point of view. But I think that that's what's lacking from today's public is we don't have that. A lot of people don't have that ability to open up their mind and listen with different ears. Here it says in the Bible, some people will have ears to hear and eyes to see. And I do believe that President Trump has been put into this odd position as a victor and being persecuted for a reason. Because like I said, you couldn't jump into my history for 2 inches without finding some... Ben put me in jail.
Well, even our friends, even the people we deal with on a regular basis, you know, some of them that aren't going to vote for Trump because he allowed the thing to happen with the COVID, he allowed this, he did this. I go, really?
Oh, yeah. That's
and you want Biden back in there, right? And I said, not only on top of that, he will fight back for China, in China. He will fight back to what's going on over there that's affecting us here. He won't let them walk all over us. He's not going to let the Chinese buy property right next to our bases or let a spy balloon go across the country for 3 days. I'm okay with that. He can be as nasty as he wants on Twitter.
Great.
Joe Biden does it in your face. That's the other thing that bothers me. They keep talking about all the nasty tweets he did. Biden does it. He calls people names, and he wants to fight them, and you're going, wow, that's civil? Really?
Yeah, so there's some rhinos that are never, they're just as staunch as the people on the left, the real lefties, the hardcores that are never going to vote for him, and they're never going to open up their minds like I was talking about. So there's those, but then I read a headline today about Ben Shapiro, and all I read is the headline, so, you know, I could be wrong. About the entire article, but Ben Shapiro hated him some Trump. But the headline was Ben Shapiro said he will crawl through broken glass to vote for Trump.
Yeah, he did say that. Do you know what that came from though? What the big change was? His staunch support for Israel. Not backing down.
Yeah, right. And I'm shocked. I mean, Ben is a smart guy.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that it took him all this to go, you know what, Trump's a better option. But okay, you get where you get when you get there.
All right,
but,
you gotta go for gotta go for break. Hold that thought. Right. I know you can. Make a note. We'll be right back.
I'm holding it.
I like. Stop it. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us
what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I do appreciate so much the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. But listen, it's no fun unless Sonia's with us.
You say that to all the girls.
all the girls, yes. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So, you and I do another show that I don't really want to talk about here, but... one of the things I do to you all the time, and I don't mean to do it to you, is, did you hear so-and-so died, and so-and-so died, and this, and who was it we were talking about today, and you said, he's dead? Where have you been?
Yeah, who was that?
I don't remember, but, so, while I'm, during the break, I'm checking to see if comments are being made on some of our Facebook pages, and this, that, and the other thing, and what's hilarious is... Now I'm getting these death. I guess I hit that age.
Now
from my high school, from my high school page, I'm getting these notices that so and so died, so and so died. I'm going, wait a minute, no, he's my age. How could that be? I can't
because
be right.
Dead age. Yeah, that age. I remember thinking, my mother would always call me and go, you know, such and such died. And I'm like, I don't know who such and such. Oh, yeah, you do. You remember such and such. And you went to the church and they was on the usher board. And you did. I don't really remember. But they died. Oh, God. And I remember thinking, I'm going to get into that age where I have to call my kids and go, you know, such and such died. But I'm absolutely at that point right now.
Well, my
there's dad.
My dad always said, you know when you know you're old? And I go, no, Dad, when will I know I'm old? And he goes, when you go to the supermarket and you know all the music. And you know what?
That's not all. That's okay. Understanding music. Because I have to tell you, I forget what market I go to. And the music is so good. I'm singing all the way through it. Oh, that's God.
Sad. I'm starting to hear 70s tunes in the supermarket. I'm going, no. No, I spent most of my life trying to get rid of that stuff. I don't want it back in there.
Music. It ain't old. We know good music. And I'll be honest with you, the music they have nowadays, not necessarily music, and this is off track from what we were originally talking about, but we talked about a story about Beyonce recently. She's entering country music, and I obviously you hate Beyonce, obviously, from that sound.
There I don't hate I her. Have. I'm not allowed to hate anybody.
But if you could. I don't like her performances. I don't think that they're great for young children. However, I don't, but I'm able to compartmentalize her talent from her, from what she imparts in the world. And I don't think any of that stuff is music. It may be catchy. I was talking to my kids about tape. My kids were in the music industry for years. They were signed to Sony Records. And I was like, is it me? Am I just being a hater? If you can hate, you're not supposed to. But I really am not getting the whole Taylor Swift thing. And my daughters were on board with me, but being from the music industry, they said, yeah, but she's got some really catchy tunes. I'm like, okay, you know, I will give you that.
Sonia, every time I see that woman, every time I see that woman, and if she's not moving, like dancing on stage, she looks like a mannequin to me.
No, she looks like a mannequin. She looks like a blow-up doll. Her mouth is wide open. Her arms are off. Yeah, she just looks like...
You're going to get me in trouble.
Well, I'll say it. She looks like a blow-up doll. I mean, the blow-up dolls of the day, now they have AIs and all that kind of stuff. They don't look like that. But she looks like the old school, mouth wide open. I'm like, why is that her look? How does she think that? Oh, I look really cute when my mouth is really wide.
Oh, and, God.
But obviously it works for her. We're not in that generation. We don't get it. We're not 11-year-old girls. I don't think she's a positive role model, and I certainly don't think she's cute. But, like my daughters, who are in the music industry, said, she's got catchy tunes, so I give her that.
You she's know, I got mean, catchy tunes. I like that. Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
The music is different from all the stuff that we're talking about.
Yeah.
But we were the last generation, I think, that heard really good music. That heard music.
Yeah, but our parents said the same thing, right? I mean, your music is terrible.
Sure
we had real music. But, can we just go down this road? You may not agree with me. Our music wasn't hateful. And a lot of the music today is somewhat hateful. It's against somebody. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. And I think that music reflects what's going on in our culture. Just, listen, even folk music, and my ex-husband was a big, he and his family were big folk music guys, even though it wasn't angry, it was speaking out about the issues of the time. So I think that that's where music goes. They talk about what's going on at the time and in their world, and that's the whole story behind rap music. It's about the story of their community and what they were experiencing, and you know, you can't deny somebody for that. It's not my experience, and some people are very talented at expressing that musically. For instance, Eminem, very talented dude. Do I agree with what he's talking about, and do I think it's yikes, it's cringy? Yeah, but I have to say,
yeah, but boyfriend is talented. I just think that it's become a point where even
I know. I'm going to see, you're forcing me to sound like that old guy on his porch screaming at people to get off his lawn.
Because you are that old guy on the porch.
I don't have a porch, but I got a front yard. I'll sit out there.
Yeah,
and do it. But I, you know, you watch some of the things that are being written, some of the signs that are being put up, and in a recent rally or what have you, where teachers were fighting for more money. I'll put it that way. There was a sign. There was a teacher, and next to the teacher was a 12-year-old boy with a sign that said "WTF" on it. Right, and I'm thinking, really, have we devolved to that? We the F word, the MF words are now commonplace and very much acceptable. I'm sitting at a restaurant. Yep. I'm having coffee with a woman and, you know, a lady, a woman, whatever. And from the table next to me, I'm hearing F-bombs all over the place. Thinking to myself, really?
I have a problem with that. And, you know, I'm pretty tolerant about a lot of stuff, as you know, that's what my granddaughter says. She always goes, she always starts a conversation with
tolerant. Well, you're always on my case then. I don't get that.
Now, I'm pretty tolerant, and I get the cleverness or what they think is the cleverness of that sign. I have a real problem with young people in my presence or in public. And they're freely cussing and they're loud, or even, hey, I have a problem with people on their cell phones having speakerphone
comms.
It's just there's a real lack of understanding about other people's space. And I have the same problem, and I think they do this on purpose, with people who are blasting gangster rap music. In their car, but they have to have all their windows down. Like, you don't need your windows down like that. If you want to enjoy this music, go for it. I don't have a problem with that.
I'm so glad you said that, because I was sitting in a red light yesterday enjoying the higher temperature than it was earlier reported. And that's inside joke, people. And that's exactly what the guy next to me had on. He had his windows rolled down, and it was nasty stuff.
Why do you think that that's cool? I think that they have, and maybe it only happens when you're young. It's like you want to show that you're so cool. And I find that it's mostly not black people who are doing that. It's like others who are doing that. And I'm like, it's not cool. So one day I was, years ago, people used to do that, and they were going through, you know, Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. So I popped in my video, my cassette tape of the Lion King movie. So I wound down my windows and I blasted my Lion King music. And I'm like, yeah, in your face. That's my way of fighting that.
I gotta tell you, I do something a little different to make them crazy. I have a whole playlist. Yeah, I'm old, so I had to think about what you guys call it, a playlist. And in the playlist, I have hardcore, loud, black gospel music. Okay?
There you go. Talk about changing the mood.
I honestly think that on
a lot of these violent Antifa, BLM, whatever the initials are, LGBT5, I don't know. I don't care. You blast some gospel music in there, and I believe that it would change the mood of everything. I don't know. Have you ever been to a Stephen? I agree with you.
Right? I don't disagree. I think you're 100% right.
Yeah. I don't know why we don't use music to fight back. I think his name is Stephen Foyks, and I can't pronounce his last name. But that's what he's done. He's gone into the belly of the beast, and he's a Christian musician, and it changes the entire mood of everybody. He brings people to Christ. He blasts his music, and you know, we don't have to really suffer from what they do.
All right, we're at the top of the hour, but I want to leave you with, you know, they used to say, think about classical music, right? You know, doing your homework or whatever, it puts you in a different place. It puts your mind. So has the music has an effect on you? All right.
Even when you're pregnant, by the way.
I don't have to worry about that. But anyway, we'll be back in a little bit. Sonia Schmidt, Joe Messina, we'll be back.